FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. A redacted version of the special counsel's final report on Russian election meddling should be available soon.
Attorney General William Barr tells lawmakers a redacted version will be ready for release within a week. Barr says redactions will protect ongoing prosecutions, intelligence sources, and privacy.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. President Trump says he's not planning to reinstate the controversial practice of separating migrant children from their families at the southern border, but supports it in theory.
Once you don't have it, that's why you see many more people coming. They're coming like it's a picnic, because let's go to Disneyland.
The White House was criticized for its zero-tolerance policy, which led to a massive amount of family separations. It's still too early to determine a winner in Israel's election. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and opponent Benny Gantz both declaring victory. This is Fox News.
Are you a man? Recent studies show men aren't as good as women at making a sexy voice.
Hey, baby, you want to get a beer or something?
But men, you can sound sexy by learning from the experts at the Sexy Voice Institute.
All right, class, repeat after me. How about we go back to my place?
How about we go back to my place?
My place.
From inhale to exhale, the Sexy Voice Institute will teach you voluptuous vocalization.
Ooh.
Ooh.
No, like this. Ooh.
Ooh.
The Sexy Voice Institute will turn your voice into a sexy beast.
Okay, let's try this one. Do you want to come upstairs with me?
Yes.
No, you're supposed to repeat it.
Yes, yes.
The Sexy Voice Institute.
Yes, yes, yes.
How is it that women can make that sound?
Mm.
And it's just like... And when guys try to do that, it sounds like they're having a BM.
Wait, like, do you ever put on the voice?
I never needed to.
Well, good for you. Hey, Greg, you want to go downstairs with me and check out the traffic?
Ooh!
Please, never... Never, ever, ever again.
Make that sound?
Yes, never again. I don't want any of your Werther's butterscotches. I don't want to sit on your knee, and I don't ever want to hear that sound again.
Please. I never asked you ever to sit on my knee.
Okay. I must be misremembering things.
I may have had a Werther's at one time. Hey, Trump's approval at 53. What else we got going on today? This is the Weird Show. By the way, the Red Sox lost again today. Their best pitcher got knocked around. They're in trouble. They're now 3-9. They lose 7-5 to Toronto's lousy, stinking Blue Jays. And in one game still in progress, top of the ninth inning, the Tampa Bay Devil Dogs have a 9-5 lead on the White Sox.
Yeah, but I think they're cursed. They might win the game, but they're cursed.
Doomed. Here's Marianne.
Hey there, you handsome gentleman.
It's for you, Joey.
Oh,
it's
feeling very handsome today. And Greg, you are looking handsome as well. I told you that earlier.
I did get a pedicure.
Yeah?
I got rid of my Wolfman feet. See?
Oh, look. Oh, those are some impressive toenails.
Joey, I want to see you with your do-rag on, okay, baby?
Okay. I'm wearing it now. Just look into the phone.
I know. I imagine you're looking like Count Customs. The guy that restores cars.
Count Custom. I don't know him.
Yeah, we need to get you a braid going down the back and everything. Guys, Greg, I want to add something to Joey's question, okay?
About what?
About your voyages. Apparently, Joey, what you missed this morning after Emily said all that and the comments that were made, even Mrs. Riddlebuttle wanted to move to Millbrook. she sent Greg a text. She said, "Oh, we need to move."
Well, I mean,
but on Joey's question, Greg, okay, he wanted to know how many in a 24-hour period time did you have a voyage? My question I wanted to add to it is, what year did that happen? B.S.
Do you think it starts with a 1-9? Is that what you think, that it was that long ago?
Hey, I'm your younger sister. I'm only a year or two younger than you are, so yeah, I know.
Look, Did you see that cute "It's Not Easy Being Short" video I put on Facebook today? And the little French bulldog in the breakfast cereal bowl.
Did you do this?
We're back to the dog.
Did you do this in past relationships when you didn't want to answer the question, you would change the topic?
Yeah. It's called squirrel.
Yeah.
You got to, no, really. It's a little French bulldog puppy in a bowl of tricks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sleeping in it. It's the cutest. It's the cutest darn thing.
Did you send it?
What?
Did you send it to the buttery one?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And his buttery wife as well.
Oh, good. Mrs.
Butters, yeah.
Oh, good. They probably go get that one so they can hold it in their hand.
I got to do something for redemption because I'm not giving them back the money they're paying me for this lousy show I'm doing this afternoon.
I love you guys, okay?
Really? Greg, you mean that even today?
Even every day, honey. I've listened to you for almost 14 years now.
Where were you when I was...
I was loving you from afar.
I see. Yeah, I was saying a cruise ship lost in the...
And now I'm loving both you and Joey and from afar.
That was one of the best lines I used to use. We're like two ships passing in a bathtub. Thank you for the call, Marianne.
I'm glad you don't use that tagline anymore. I love you guys. Bye.
Not since I got my tub fixed.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock hour, and the traffic is rolling along pretty good this afternoon. We've got a lot of crowds on the boulevard, though. It's crowded around the Troy Highway. You're going to slow down there. We also have a lot of folks crowding up around I-85 and the Atlanta Highway. Speaking of the Atlanta Highway, it's pretty busy. If you're around Eastdale Mall, that's going to continue out to Taylor Road, and then up Taylor Road through East Chase and over to Vaughan Road is also packed. Our traffic spotters have spotted an accident on Perry Hill Road. That's right in front of the Fresh Market at Carmichael Road, so be careful in that area. We don't see any problems on I-65. It's running great north and southbound. If you're in the downtown area on 85 southbound, you'll slow down when you get up to the interchange. But other than that, everything is rolling pretty smooth. Let's get home safely this afternoon. Invisible Fence has great indoor and outdoor systems to protect your pet and make your relationship with your pet more enjoyable. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Good Ship Happy Hour sails over to McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management in 2 minutes.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery's district attorney is holding an evening of remembrance in honor of National Crime Victims' Rights Week. The ceremony's at 6 tonight at Southside Church of Christ, and we'll have information about support services for families. Plus, after the Department of Justice slammed the state's prison system, one group held a press conference today to tackle the issue. Officials with the Southern Poverty Law Center say they sent a letter to Governor Ivey and the Department of Corrections with a plan to improve prison safety. On the list is building new prisons, hiring more workers, increasing pay, and sentencing and parole reform. And the qualifying period to run for the District 74 House of Representatives seat ends tonight at 5. Right now, Charlotte Meadows and Tobias Grant are running on the Republican side, and so far, no Democrats in the race. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of some scattered showers will remain in the forecast through tonight. A little cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 56. Tomorrow, boy, I think it's going to be a great spring day. High temperature up to about 84. Lots of sunshine around. Thursday, I think we're dry during the day. Breezy and warm with a high around 83. Chances of some storms perhaps into the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. Then over the weekend, we'll be watching the development of another storm system, one that could be a big deal, especially late in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
J. Scott found it. All right, 512, we're going to pull back into the harbor here for a moment and talk money with the best, Mr. Wright on the money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm all right, personally.
Well, good.
We were looking at the numbers that were on the screen earlier, not looking too... What's the buzz on Wall Street today?
Well, we had this ruling that came out of the World Trade Organization that basically, you know, said that Europe was subsidizing Airbuses, that was costing, you know, the U.S. economy around $11 trillion, and $11 billion, or something. And anyway, Trump comes out and says we're going to, you know, it's not fair. We're going to slap tariffs on them. This has got to stop and all of that. So that comes on the heels, you know, when you're right in the middle of this negotiation with China and trying to get that deal done. And so it just creates a little bit of anxiety all over the place. You know, people wonder, like, how are we about to go into some sort of a trade war with Europe? Could that get worse? And you got to remember, all this is coming at a time where people are a little bit concerned, a little worried about how corporate earnings are going to come in for the first quarter, and more specifically, what guidance is going to look like, you know, from all these corporate CEOs. And we've talked about that, and I want to stress just how significant this really is, because, you know, 2018 was a great year for earnings. We had the corporate tax cuts. We had all the entire tax overhaul that took place, and that really helped corporate America to generate a lot in terms of profits. But those comps, those quarter-over-quarter comps, when you start looking at first quarter 19 compared to first quarter 18, those are going to get to be very tough, very, very tough comparisons. But, you know, this isn't anything that's lost on Wall Street. You know, I think that's pretty well priced in. But what is not priced in right now is a trade war with Europe. And if that starts to really gain some steam, then all bets are off. And I think on a short-term basis, there's a little bit of risk to the downside in the market. I mean, we got to remember we're up 15% this year. China's had a huge run this year because, you know, of all the hopefulness and the optimism around the trade war coming to an end there and all of that. But my sense is that when you know, we may ride through a little rough patch here over the next 3 to 4 months. But I do believe by the time we get to the second half of the year, those comparisons begin to start to get a little bit easier. And we can't forget also that the Fed, as we all know, has caved in. They're not going to mess with interest rates anymore for this entire year. They've said so. So that's a good thing. And I think that as we get towards the end of the year, you know, we'll see the markets probably doing much better. And I would also even go further to say that I think the vast majority, most likely, of the year's gains have probably already occurred this year.
Really?
So I think, yeah, I do. I see a scenario potentially shaping up where we've had this massive run, as I talked about so far, and we'll probably get a tiny pause. And if we do, I just view that as an opportunity. You know, these are times when you want to think about your long-term investing strategy, how you want to commit your capital or your hard-earned money you've saved for to potential opportunities, because I think in 12 months the market by that time, the market will be a pretty good bit higher than where we are now, and we probably in 2020 are shaping up to have a pretty good year. So, you know, that's just how it is in markets sometimes. You can't get too unnerved by these short-term swings. You have to keep your eye on the ball, think about it from a long-term perspective, but and leave it up to us to sort of make the changes in terms of allocations and in terms of the overall portfolio management. But long-term, I feel pretty good about things.
This is interesting that you talk about tariffs on airplanes, because didn't Boeing come in with a weak earnings report or something? Is this Airbus thing connected to that?
No, it's really not. I mean, the thing with Boeing is interesting because, you know, they really pushed back on the media and on everyone when the 737 was grounded.
The MAX. Yes.
You know, and so the hope from the analyst community out there was that, you know, they could fix this thing quickly and get those planes back in the air and then continue with their production. But now it appears that even Boeing themselves is saying, you know what, it's going to take us 6 to 9 months to kind of get this exactly like we want it. And so that means for a company like Boeing that, you know, analysts have to bring their numbers down pretty good bit for this year anyway, just because they're not going to hit their targets in terms of meeting production quotas and fulfilling contracts and orders. It also is problematic for airline companies who have these planes in their fleet. So you think about American Airlines, for example, which is one of the biggest in terms of U.S. They've had to, you know, they've got those planes grounded and they can't use them. They can't do anything with them. They just have to leave them sitting there in the hangar until all this stuff is fixed. So that, you know, and Boeing is a big time company. You know, they're one of the 30 companies that comprise the Dow Jones Industrial Average, pretty significant weighting in the S&P. So you start talking about earnings and all of that, it gets lumped in there with it.
I've watched a ton of documentaries on the history of aviation, specifically Boeing, which is such an interesting company, going all the way back to its founding, you know, in the early days of aviation, how they were the first developer of a real passenger plane, 14 people, the Boeing 247, which later was eclipsed by the DC-3. Then in the 60s, Boeing invested heavily in supersonic transport, competing against France and Britain, who were developing the Concorde. As it turned out, they never went into supersonic transport because it was not an efficient way to move people. It was very expensive. And ultimately, the only thing that kept Concorde flying was they finally decided to start charging the rich people who flew them, a lot of them, you know, Wall Street folks, what they thought they were paying. Most of the people that flew on the Concorde didn't even know what the cost of a ticket was. They assumed it was several thousand dollars, when in fact it was much less. So they saved or perpetuated the Concorde by charging these big, you know, movers and shakers what they thought they were actually paying for a ticket. Kind of an interesting story. But yeah. How the development of this, how they ended up betting everything on the development of the 747. And how close it came to not coming to fruition, but eventually became the plane that propelled Boeing, you know, into the next phase. I've seen so many situations. You know, those who have been around a while remember back in the late 70s, early 80s, the DC-10, which was not a Boeing plane, obviously, had a lot of accidents, and people were afraid to get on the damn thing because they were coming down all over the place. The situation with this MAX aircraft is interesting. It's had two accidents. One accident is too many, but many other models and generations of aircraft have had far more situations occur. They eventually figure out what it is and, you know, fix it. I'm kind of surprised. Well, I almost see this as an overreaction. And I will make a bet on one thing, having studied the subject so intensively. They're going to find that they have taken too much of the flying away from the pilots.
think you're right. As a matter of fact, this whole issue, and we've talked about this before, I mean, it's not a structural thing. This is about software.
Yes.
And it's like one gigantic computer or a video game, if you will. Seriously, it is. And you're right. This software is so intensive, and it's what flies that plane that the pilots are having to learn. It's not the old school flying,
No,
you got to be practically a software engineer to figure the thing out.
That's just it. These pilots are incredibly skilled people with great confidence, their ability and knowledge of the fundamentals of flying. But these computer systems are overriding them, and there have been accidents caused because the software went haywire and the plane started flying itself, and the pilots didn't know how to override it. There's been a couple of bad ones that way.
That's exactly right.
And I think maybe the pendulum has swung just a little bit too. I don't know about you. I would not get on an airplane that didn't have a pilot. And I keep hearing that's where it's ultimately headed. I don't want to get on.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, they're doing that with automobiles, trying to come up with driverless cars and all these automated systems. It drives efficiency, the cost of labor. Anytime a computer can do something versus paying a person, I mean, that's a theme that's going on in every industry across the country. And you're right, they're going to try to do it in an airplane. So I'm with you, though. I feel a lot more comfortable with a human being.
Sure.
Got his hands on the wheel, so to speak.
I get teased for watching it, but there's a show on Smithsonian Channel called Air Disasters, and what makes it fascinating is things happen. The investigators go in, and it's amazing, with this pile of debris, how they can go back and figure out what happened. It's not just the cockpit voice recorder. Sometimes that doesn't even survive. Or the flight data recorder, which sometimes is badly damaged. But they're able to figure it out, and in more recent, talking about Smithsonian Channel with Brant Joy, have a seat, just in time.
Brant, you don't have to listen to this.
There have been a couple of serious accidents involving foreign airlines where the pilots were not trained in how to override the computerized system of the aircraft and were completely helpless to prevent something from happening. Somewhere there's a happy medium, but I want a pilot, because pilots, they get where they are because they know what they're doing, and they've been able to, through advancements in technology, eliminate a lot of the human error possibilities that pilots can make, because you have proximity warning systems and stuff when they're too low to the ground or they're not on course. They've been able to make not just aircraft but pilots safer as well, but I think there's just too much when you it's like one day we're going to look at a baseball dugout, Brant, and the manager is going to be wearing a white shirt, a black tie, and a pocket protector, because it's gotten way too analytical.
Yeah.
I'm serious. At some point, enough is enough.
You're not a fan of Moneyball?
I think Moneyball has gone off the deep end.
Yeah.
Way off the deep end.
Yeah.
Throw the damn ball. You try and hit it, and let's play.
It's an art, not a science.
That's right. By the way, the Red Sox lost that home opener, Joey. Big disappointment.
Yeah, and they're going to have hell to pay back in the streets.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, I don't like the money. I don't like the Moneyball deal either, although I do know Billy Beane, and anyone who knows baseball knows, the Oakland A's, which I know you do.
Sure.
I mean, their money is nothing.
Yeah.
Compared to what these other. So he had to come up with a crazy way to get talent on that field on the cheap.
Yeah, and did it by analyzing. See, we always, the average baseball fan will always talk about the stats on the back of a baseball card.
Sure.
Most home runs, highest average, all those kinds of things. That's not what they care about in the management, thanks to Moneyball. And many people saw that movie with Brad Pitt playing Billy Beane. That's a joke.
I thought it was a good movie, though.
It was a good movie.
Sorkin's great, yeah.
But And Oakland is always one of those pesky competitive teams, even though they play in a dump that produces no extra revenue for them. They've got to work on the cheap. They made the playoffs last year, but the Yankees took care of them, Joey.
Ah, yeah. That one,
you know, that whole story is, you know, it kind of hits close to home just because of Tim Hudson. And, you know, when that's what happens in Oakland, you know, because you have these great young players, and Oakland just can't keep them. You know, they end up, you know, going elsewhere. And that's, of course, what happened to him. He wound up with the Braves, and Billy even helped him with that deal, which was pretty dang nice. But
yeah, one of the more interesting trades in baseball last year was early. A player for the Cardinals named Piscotty was asked to be, they didn't ask, the Cardinals traded him to Oakland because his mother lived there and she had ALS and was very ill. And I thought that was one of the most humane things I've ever heard in the world of sports. And he's doing very well. She did pass. But they made it possible for him to be there and to earn a living so he could cover her medical bills and stuff. Yeah. Sometimes you do find a heart in sports and it just doesn't get enough attention. And you're certainly never going to see that kind of thing in wrestling.
I'm going to put that on the back burner. I'm not going to respond, all right?
Am I being an Ojan provocateur?
Yeah, you are.
All right. Whether it's Moneyball. .094 And Brant, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, look forward to it.
You gotta get into the studio one of these Tuesdays, pal.
Yeah, that's going to have to be next Tuesday, obviously. I'm sitting here in Raleigh at the Delta Sky Club. I'll hopefully be home late tonight. And got a lot of work in front of me the rest of this week. But next Tuesday, I think we can probably pull it off.
I mean, Auburn would have won that game last night if they had been in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I listen, in my own heart and mind, Auburn's national champion. So,
yeah, that will forever be a bitter taste.
Yeah.
Brant, thank you for your time, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
So what you missed while you were downstairs was we were talking about Boeing and the issues they've had with the 737 MAX.
Sure, yeah.
That's had a couple of accidents. And you mocked me for watching air disasters.
Because you mock me for watching wrestling. It's tit for tat.
I don't think we're allowed to say that on the radio.
What?
We can say tap, but not the other one.
Really?
Yeah. You better ask Rick. Go down there when we get into this break. And if I hear thundering footsteps coming up the stairs, I'll know how that went.
Thunder.
Yesterday there was a story that people were getting on 737s that were not of the MAX design, but when they printed the safety cards, they printed one 737 on one side of the card and the MAX on the other. So people were getting onto these Boeing 737s, looking at the safety card, saying, oh my God, this is one of those MAX planes that's been crashing. But the discussion got into, and it's come up on air, what's on the Smithsonian?
Okay.
On air disasters, that the technology in the cockpit has gotten so advanced that planes are not responding to pilot commands, and a couple of them have gone down because of that.
So at 7 p.m., you have disasters at sea, torn apart, loaded with more than 2,300 shipping containers on January 18th, 2007. MSC Napoli is sailing through the English Channel towards South Africa during a violent storm. Suddenly, the engine room begins flooding with water, threatening to tear the ship in half. Mm. Through actual footage of the disaster and interviews with those who were there, witness a heroic rescue effort to save the lives of 26 crew members. And at 8 p.m., air disasters.
Ooh.
Dangerous approach. A Trans-Colorado Airlines commuter plane flies over the Rocky Mountains heading to Durango La Plata County Airport in 1988. 5 miles from touchdown, something goes terribly wrong.
Yeah.
There's no sign of the runway, and before both pilots can react, the aircraft crashes in the frozen wilderness. 9 of the 17 people on board are killed, and investigators are left scrambling for answers. One survivor's testimony troubles the examiners, but it's an unexpected phone call that points to a shocking discovery.
It is.
And actually, at 9 p.m., I would be interested in this. America in Color. These are incredible.
That's a great show.
This new technology is amazing. But the subject is Hollywood's Golden Age.
Yes, I have that on DVR.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
If you come over, I'll have Mrs. Ritterbell make some butterscotch soup. And you can watch it with us.
Do you have any spicy Kaneka left?
No, I finished it when I got home.
Never mind then.
5:31. Let's hit the traffic dungeon, shall we?
We are rolling right on through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has an accident to report for you. It's on the boulevard at Woodmere Boulevard. That is going to be just short of the Interstate 85 exit, so be careful right there. It's really crowded already at that location. If you're on the interstates, everything's rolling pretty well. We do have that slowdown in the downtown area on 85 South, so watch out there. If you're on 65, there are no problems. Getting out of the downtown area this evening can present a little bit of a problem since Madison Avenue is blocked off for a couple of blocks due to a movie filming. But if you're headed out of town, I can see that the traffic on South Decatur is moving along pretty well. It's real crowded there. We also see a lot of folks over on Jefferson and Columbus Street headed in and out the back way to downtown, so be careful there. Let's watch out for the other guy and get home safely. Trenum State Community College can help you change your life. The career of your dreams and the success and money that go with it can be yours. Call Trenum State, 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted, a large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up, a teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, Spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody shut up.
News Talk 93.1 FM at 538 words. There is somebody, I just posted a little tribute to her on Facebook, Candace Owens, who is a woman of great courage.
Yes.
She's the communications director with Turning Point USA, said at a House Judiciary Committee hearing on Tuesday that the topic of the hearings, white nationalism. What the F is that, by the way?
That we should have a country for only whites.
Oh, and I hear that everywhere I go.
Oh, yeah. It's all over Alabama.
That's all us white people talk about when other people that are different from us aren't there.
I mean, what do I say to you every day before you hop on air? I'm like, what's up, honky?
And I say there, hey, creme de vanilla.
Actually, my nickname's Vanilla Thrilla.
Vanilla Thrilla. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything good. Was it the true issue that the biggest scandal is the Democrat Party's fear-mongering to brown people and keeping minorities perpetual victims? I have a little clip here. Hopefully this will this work out right, Bart?
There's also something else that happened at this hearing.
Yes.
That did you see what Ted Lieu tried to do to her?
What an a-hole. Yeah, I saw the Twitter threads that developed off him.
And then Jerry Nadler was trying to get her to shut up because you called congressmen stupid, which she didn't. But so what, Jerry?
Yeah.
I hope I never get invited to a congressional hearing because I will say I have nothing but contempt for this body. Sergeant of Arms, take me away.
They're still obsessed with the Mueller report. I think most of America's moved on. There's nothing in there. You have no right to look at his tax returns. Well, he's rich. Most of you are. How about if we look at your tax returns and see how much you were worth when you entered Congress and how much you're worth now, Maxine Waters? Then you get silence.
Well, Bernie Sanders, by the way, admitted he's a millionaire today.
That's because I wrote a best-selling book. That's what he said, dickhead. The communist. See, that's it, man. The socialist, the communist. It's okay if they're rich because they know how to use their money in a fair way.
A-holes.
All right, let's see if we can catch
this. And that many of the journalists were confused as to why I was invited. And none of them knew that I myself was the victim of a hate crime when I was in high school. That's something that very few people know about me because the media and the journalists and the left are not interested in telling the truth about me because I don't fit the stereotype of what they like to see in black people. I'm a Democrat. I support the President of the United States. And I advocate for things that are actually affecting the black community. I'm honored to be here today in front of you all because the person sitting behind me is my 75-year-old grandfather. I've always considered myself to be my grandfather's child, and I mean to say that my sense of humor, my passion, and my work ethic all comes from the man that is sitting behind me. My grandfather grew up on a sharecropping farm in the segregated South. He grew up in an America where words like racism and white nationalism held real meaning under the Democrat Party's Jim Crow laws. My grandfather's first job was given to him at the age of 5 years old, and his job was to lay tobacco out to dry in an attic in the South. My grandfather has picked cotton, and he has also had experiences with a Democrat terrorist organization of that time, the Ku Klux Klan. They would regularly visit his home, and they would shoot bullets into it. They had an issue with his father, my great-grandfather. During my formative years, I had the privilege of growing up in my grandfather's home. It's going to shock the committee, but not once, not in a single breath of a conversation did my grandfather tell me that I could not do something because of my skin color. Not once did my grandfather hold a gripe against the white man. I was simply never taught to view myself as a victim because of my heritage. I learned about faith in God, family, and hard work. Those were the only lessons of my childhood. There isn't a single adult today that in good conscience would make the argument that America is a more racist or a more white nationalist society than it was when my grandfather was growing up. And yet we're hearing these terms sent around today because what they want to say is that brown people need to be scared, which seems to be the narrative that we hear every 4 years right ahead of a presidential election. Here are some things we never hear. 75% of the black boys in California don't meet state reading standards. In inner cities like Baltimore, within 5 high schools and 1 middle school, not a single student was found to be proficient in math or reading in 2016.
Not one.
The single motherhood rate in the black community, which was at 23% in the 1960s when my grandfather was coming up, is at a staggering 74% today. I am guessing there will be no committee hearings about that. There are more black babies aborted than born alive in cities like New York, and you have Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo lighting up buildings to celebrate late-term abortions. I could go on and on, but my point is that white nationalism does not do any of those things that I just brought up. Democrat policies did. Let me be clear. The hearing today is not about white nationalism or hate crimes. It's about fear-mongering, power, and control. It's a preview of a Democrat 2020 election strategy, same as the Democrat 2016 election strategy. They blame Facebook, they blame Google, they blame Twitter. Really, they blame the birth of social media, which has disrupted their monopoly on minds. They called this hearing because they believe that if it wasn't for social media, voices like mine would never exist. That my movement, Blexit, which is inspiring black Americans to leave the Democrat Party, would have never come about. And they certainly believe that Donald Trump would not be in office today. Looking on the next thing to focus on now that the Russian collusion hoax has fallen apart.
I love this.
Yeah, this is good.
What they won't tell you about this, the statistics and the rise of white nationalism, is that they've simply changed the data set points by widening the definition of hate crimes and upping the number of reporting agencies that are able to report on them. What I mean to say is that they're manipulating statistics. The goal here is to scare blacks, Hispanics, gays, and Muslims into helping them censor dissenting opinions, ultimately into helping them regain control of our country's narrative, which they feel that they lost. They feel that President Donald Trump should not have beat Hillary. If they actually were concerned about white nationalism, they would be holding hearings on Antifa, a far-left, violent, white gang who determined one day in Philadelphia in August that I, a black woman, was not fit to sit in a restaurant. They chased me out. They yelled race traitor to a group of black and Hispanic police officers who formed a line to protect me from their ongoing assaults. They threw water at me. They threw eggs at me. And the leftist media remained silent on it. If they were serious about the rise of hate crimes, they may perhaps be examining themselves and the hate that they have drummed up in this country.
Yeah.
Bottom line, is that white supremacy, racism, white nationalism, words that once held real meaning, have now become nothing more than election strategies. Every 4 years, the black community is offered handouts and fear. Handouts and fear. Reparations and white nationalism. This is the Democrat preview. Of course, society is not perfectible. We've heard testimony of that today. There are pockets of evil that exist, and those things are horrible, and they should be condemned. But I believe the legacy and the ancestry of black Americans is being insulted every single day. I will not pretend to be a victim in this country. I know that that makes many people on the left uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I want to talk about real issues in black America. I want to talk about real issues in this country and real concerns. The biggest scandal, this is my last sentence, in American politics is that Democrats have been conning minorities into the belief that we are perpetual victims, all but ensuring our failure. Racial division and class warfare are central to the Democrat Party platform.
God.
They need blacks to hate whites, the rich to hate the poor, and soon enough, it'll be the tall hating the short.
God, that was the best thing I've heard in 10 years. That woman is amazing. I would love to vote for her as my president one day. Because she's here in 2019 and not with the Democrats pretending it's still 1955. And she nailed it. Because all they have to sell is fear.
That was well done. Well done, Candace.
The courage, how sad that it takes courage for a black woman to take center stage and say those things that need to be said and need to be heard. Man, that was powerful. That was amazing. God bless you, Candace Owens.
As we get ready to close out the 5 o'clock rush hour, we have a couple of accidents on the boulevard to tell you about. We have one at the Boulevard and Woodmere Boulevard. That one is jamming up traffic right around the interstate. A few blocks away from that, we have another accident on the boulevard. It's at the Boulevard and Young Barn Road. That is going to be right there by the Shakespeare Post Office, so watch out there. The rest of the boulevard's moving along pretty well. It's real crowded around the Troy Highway and the Baptist Hospital area, and if you get around there by the Atlanta Highway, you're going to slow down quite a bit. Speaking of the Atlanta Highway, it's still real crowded between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, so watch out there. We don't see any problems on the interstate any longer. Both 85 and 65 are rolling along at a speed limit ride. Let's be careful as we get onto the house this afternoon. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of some scattered showers will remain in the forecast through tonight. A little cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 56. Tomorrow, boy, I think it's going to be a great spring day. High temperature up to about 84. Lots of sunshine around. Thursday, I think we're dry during the day. Breezy and warm with a high around 83. Chances of some storms perhaps into the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. Then over the weekend, we'll be watching the development of another storm system, one that could be a big deal, especially late in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, Colin Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with?
Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Masters is back on CBS. Prepare yourself for a week of the image of a golf ball being struck in slow motion. The tee spinning slowly round and round. Whose tee is it? And will they pick it up? Who cares? Because it's the Masters on CBS.
It is 5:51. On News Talk 93.1 from here in Montgomery to Whoopee City, Millbrook. Here is K-Rod.
Hey, I was going to say, I did not hear who that was that was giving the speech.
Candace Owens.
Candace Owens, okay. I need to know who I'm voting for in 2024.
It's on my Facebook page, and she's so good. She's got to run for something because she stuck it up the Democrats' ass like no Republican ever could today. That must have been mortifying for Nat and all these Dems looking at the, well, you're a black woman, we're your friends. No. She finally spoke up and said, no, you're not our friends. You are the ones that have been doing handouts and fear. That's all we've had for 60 years, and that's why the cities are falling apart, why the schools suck. Did you, that number she gave in Baltimore?
It's unreal, man.
We're talking that was one of the, and not one of those children was at level.
That was one of the best shut up speeches I think I've ever heard.
Well,
that was great.
We need the rest of the Republicans to grow some gonads and get on the program with her and get this message out there. Because I got to tell you, anybody that would vote for any of these Democrats is a dumbass, period.
Agreed.
Look, I know Trump's style rubs people the wrong way at times. He's not everybody's. But we don't want style. He's looking out for America first. And he's done a damn good job. Everybody, oh, here's Trump's economy when the market went down last December and briefly the Dow dropped below 2,200. Then the media said, oh, we're ready to give Trump credit for the economy now. Well, all of that has been gained back in less than 6 months.
They're not going to report on that.
No, of course not. Goes against the narrative. I don't understand. I don't understand what's in it for these dickheads. I really don't. What kind of country do they want to live in? Where nobody has nothing? You want to live in AOC's America where everybody's... She's trying to turn us into a freaking Amish nation. No power. Eat your vegetables. Just nuts. But meanwhile, the little bitch is running around on airplanes and eating steak. Screw her. On our behalf. Thank you, K-Rod.
Yeah, have a good afternoon.
Really? She's just like the rest of the... Oh, we're advocates. And this whole business, it's okay to chase, to beat people up with MAGA hats. That Mexican woman got attacked. There again, that's the left. They're so open-minded, as long as you agree with everything they say. Otherwise, they are the ones that have established this mindset that you're doing a good thing. If you see somebody wearing one of those red hats, you go ahead and attack them. Hurt them. And that's beyond despicable. And it's still, like Candace Owens said over and over and over again, Hillary didn't win. You know what? With any luck and God's blessing, her fat ass is going to jail.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
As we get ready to close out the 5 o'clock rush hour, we have a couple of accidents on the boulevard to tell you about. We have one at the Boulevard and Woodmere Boulevard. That one is jamming up traffic right around the interstate. A few blocks away from that, we have another accident on the boulevard. It's at the Boulevard and Young Barn Road. That is going to be right there by the Shakespeare Post Office, so watch out there. The rest of the boulevard's moving along pretty well. It's real crowded around the Troy Highway and the Baptist Hospital area, and if you get around there by the Atlanta Highway, you're going to slow down quite a bit. Speaking of the Atlanta Highway, it's still real crowded between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, so watch out there. We don't see any problems on the interstate any longer. Both 85 and 65 are rolling along at a speed limit ride. Let's be careful as we get onto the house this afternoon. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you. It'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on Russian election meddling is expected to be made public in a few days after Attorney General William Barr finishes redacting sections he feels should be kept out of the public eye.
Barr expects to make a redacted version of the Mueller report public within a week.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. President Trump says the departures of the Homeland Security Secretary and Secret Service Director aren't